Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, it's election day in America. Glad you're with us. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program. By the way, anybody there yet? Okay. Anyway, we're going to get to what to watch hour by hour tonight as you watch your coverage. We'll tell you more about that. Let me just emphasize one more time. You know, if you look at the states, especially in the Senate races that we've been following, but also the gubernatorial races, and that would include Tudor Dixon, who ran a great campaign in Michigan. That would include Lee Zeldin in New York. But if you're looking at the Senate, which is where the balance of power is going to end up, if you include Georgia and you include North Carolina and New Hampshire, apparently turnout in New Hampshire, I am being told, is through the roof. You add to that Pennsylvania. Oz's seat is so critical to this election if Republicans are to have a chance at gaining control of the Senate. It's been a tough race. It's been a one-point race now in Oz's favor leading into today. Every vote in Pennsylvania and all these states are going to matter. But Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and then, of course, we need JD to win in Ohio. We need Ron Johnson to win in Wisconsin. Then, of course, Adam Laxalt out in Nevada and Blake Masters and, of course, Carrie Lake in Arizona. Now, as we've been reporting, as a matter of fact, let me go to the Washington Post of all places and give you their take on this. They are pointing out the tabulators at about 20%. Does anyone know what a tabulator is? I assume that's when you have a ballot and you put
tabulates.
It in a machine. Okay.
You're tabulates.
Welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Anyway, tabulators at 20% of the 223 voting locations in the county experiencing problems. And then I'm watching, you know, some of the coverage today, and Carrie Lake, who's running for governor, had to leave her usual voting location, go to another voting location. I think the majority of these, if not all of them, are in Maricopa County, which is the biggest voting county in all of Arizona. Anyway, gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is with us. First, tell us what happened with you today.
Well, the incompetency of Maricopa County election officials strikes again. And I woke up, Sean, and within minutes of waking up and the polls were opening, I started getting inundated with people who were sending me videos and calling saying, I'm here, there's a line, and they're telling us the tabulators aren't working. What the heck is going on? And people are walking away from the lines, and I just said, are you kidding? We need help here in Maricopa County. We need to turn things around. But I will say, the Republican turnout is at record levels. I made a decision after seeing many different polling places in very Republican areas, including Queen Creek, Anthem, Fountain Hills, Arcadia, and many others, where they were having issues. I made the decision to go to a liberal part of town and vote there, suspecting that there weren't going to be issues. And sure enough, we showed up in one of the most liberal districts. I walked in, no problems at all. I asked, are you having trouble with the tabulators? Nope. Everything's working great. Have had zero issues. So we voted with no problem at a liberal area. But the point is, Sean...
Well, let me ask you a question. Is there any issue, for example, I'm only allowed to vote in my voting place alone in New York, of all places. Now, you can vote early and all that other stuff. But on Election Day, I voted this morning. And if I went to a different polling place, my name won't be on that registry. So you're saying that anybody in Maricopa County, you can vote at any of the centers. Does it impact, for example, a congressional district in any way?
No, this is one of the issues in how we vote and how they kind of changed things due to COVID. They got rid of the small precincts where you had to go to your precinct area to vote. And you can go to vote to any of these massive voting centers and you just show them your name and you tell them, you know, your ID. And then they print out a specific ballot for you, no matter where your district is. So it doesn't really matter. You can vote at any of them. And they print it out. But this is another problem. Somebody said they were at a polling place and they ran out of toner for the printer. Now, a lot of this, I think, could have to do with this massive Republican turnout today, bigger than we saw in 2020. We have a 4-to-1 advantage so far over the Democrats. 57% of the people who've shown up to vote today have been Republican, and only 15% have been Democrat. Back in 2020, it was a 3-to-1 advantage, Republicans over Democrats. Now it is a 4-to-1 advantage. But we need people to get out right now and go vote. Call 5 friends, take them out and vote. We got to overwhelm them and vote like our lives depend on it.
You know, I would say this to everybody in every state, every place. If you're online to vote before the polls close in your state, you are legally allowed to vote. Stay there as long as it takes and get make your vote count. I urge everybody to do that. I know that's...
Don't get out of line. Don't get out of line. Vote. Vote. They will keep the place open for you. Even if it's a long line, we've got 5 more hours until the polls close. Well, a little less than that. But if you are in line at the time the polls close, you have a right to vote. What? And I'll tell you this. When we win and I get in there, we are going to clean up our elections for once and for all.
Well, I think every state needs to. You know, it's amazing... Carrie, that we have 40 plus states that run elections. We'll know the results by tonight. I heard one report today on the news that, maybe we expect that 99% of all votes will be counted in Arizona by Friday. Friday. Why would anyone have to wait till Friday to get the results of their election when all these other states will very routinely give us their answer, the percentage of the vote counted, day of, and we'll know who wins and loses that day? Why can't every state do that?
Because we have incompetent clowns running our elections, and they're okay with this. They're okay with dragging things out. You know, a lot of the people who went to vote today were told that the tabulators didn't work, to put your ballot in a third box, and they would be counting those later, I heard, by hand. So that's going to take days to do all of that. It's outrageous, and this is why I have been harping on this. We need to reform our elections and restore honest elections that the people can believe in. And I want Democrats, independents, and Republicans to go to bed on election night. They know their legal vote counted. The votes have been counted. They know who won, and they can live with it whether their guy won or lost.
I mean,
we will, from hell or high water, reform our elections in Arizona when I'm governor.
Listen, I'm going to offer unsolicited advice. To me, it's very simple. You need voter ID, signature verification, updated voter rolls every election year. You need chain of custody controls. If people are going to mail in ballots from the minute they arrive, they should be on a camera that anybody in Arizona can watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so nobody can play with them. Lastly, partisan observers need to watch the vote count from start to finish. Now, I personally, if I had my own way, I wouldn't do it that way. I'd make Election Day a national holiday. I'd have paper ballots only. I'd have partisan observers at every single voting precinct in the country. They would watch the vote being take place. If there's any issues that come up, they can report it. And then they get to watch partisan observers watch the vote counting from start to finish. And you call a winner at the end of the night. If it's close, you can recount them twice, 3 times, 4 times. I don't really care. But to me, that would be the most honest system. Eliminate any questions about integrity, and every person would have confidence in the result.
Well, you just listed several ways we can do it. And, you know, the media is trying to pin me down. How are you going to reform it exactly? I'm going to work with legislators. The U.S. Constitution calls for state legislatures to make sure that we have election rules and laws, and we'll work with them. There are many ways we can go about it. But the bottom line is we will have secure, honest elections in Arizona that people can count on. But today, until we win this, we've got to get people out to vote. And my message to people listening, Sean, is go and vote. Get in line and vote. If you're finding out there's troubles and the tabulators aren't working when you arrive and you have time and want to find another location, go for it. You can go to carrylake.com/vote and find areas that you can go vote, the different voting centers. That's carrylake.com/vote. You can find a polling center to go vote. But you've got to get out and vote and call your friends. We want to red wave.
Did they ever fix whatever this tabulation thing is all about? Has that been fixed on 20% of the tabulators or whatever?
Nope, they're not. Some of them have bad batteries. Nope, they're not. As far as we know, there are still problems with them. I think they're efforting.
How can you have bad batteries on Election Day? I mean, in the days leading up to today, you know, you would think that this is standard operating procedure. This is insanity to me. You know, in Luzerne County in Pennsylvania, by the way, County Trump plus 15 in 2020, they had some hiccups this morning, and now a judge ruled in Pennsylvania that the polls will stay open in Luzerne County until 10 p.m. tonight, which is pretty unbelievable that they have those problems on top of the Supreme Court making a ruling in Pennsylvania and then a last-minute lawsuit to overturn the state Supreme Court's decision, which, by the way, the U.S. Supreme Court had weighed in on in 2020 and is not going to go the Democrats' way, and that is that the law has to be followed in terms of the process for dating and signing mail-in ballots. You know, if you don't like the rules, that's fine. Change the law. Change the Constitution. But you can't do it after the game's played.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. And, you know, the question is not whether they're going to be able to fix them during the day. We don't know. We can't count on them to do the right thing. We can't sit and wait and go, well, I'll show up later tonight. Maybe they'll fix the tabulators. We've got to find another voting center for people to go to. The only way we fix these problems is we vote them out of office and get people who are positive that they're going to get in and try to reform this system. The way we let them win is by not voting. If you're outraged and you go, I'm just going to sit home, it won't matter, that's the wrong approach to take. Call 5 friends right now. Tell them to go out and vote. And do not get out of line. Vote.
That's advice for everybody in every state that's listening to you right now. Everybody needs to heed that advice. If you're on, unless of course you like record high inflation and you like record high gas prices and you like wide open borders and you like woke education and CRT and gender identity over reading, writing, math, science, and history, or you like defund, dismantle, and no bail laws, then you can vote Democrat. Good luck with that, because it's not working out very well for the country right now. Very important elections.
I just got a text message from a friend of mine who's voting. She walked up. There's a sign that they put on the door. It says, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Our tabulators, the ballot scanners, are not working. If you vote here, your ballot will be collected and be tabulated later. Or you can go to a nearby site that is working, and they name and they list like 3 other sites that are anywhere between 2 and 6 plus miles away. And it says, please do not take a photograph of this sign. There's an identical sign outside the 75-foot limit taped to a tree that is open for photos. I mean, this is just outrageous.
What do you mean, don't take a photo of it? Is that illegal to take a photo of a message that is being put in a polling place? I mean, good grief.
They have rules about taking photos within 75-foot limit. They don't want to intimidate voters. It's just, they're so worried about that, but they can't seem to get their act together and have the machines working for game day. I mean, this is game day in Maricopa County. And they have machines that they said weren't clean or a battery was burnt out on it. This is an amateur hour.
Let me tell you what it is. This is not fair to the people of Arizona. It's not fair what they're doing in Pennsylvania to the people of Pennsylvania. It's very, very simple. Anyway, Carrie Lake, look, your election is critical out there. That would be, you'd be able to hopefully change the laws, make it a system full of integrity and confidence for the people of Arizona. They deserve that. The same with the people of Pennsylvania and the people all over the country. The 40 plus states, they get this thing right every time. If they can get it right, you can't tell me a country that sends people to the moon and brings them home safely is incapable of running elections with integrity and honesty and without hiccups and dead batteries. Anyway, I appreciate the call.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. That we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. That we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many times, how many ways can I possibly say that so much is on the ballot? And all across the country, it's still early out on the West Coast, still early in Nevada, in Arizona, in Washington State. Now, when we come back, I'm going to outline what you can expect in terms of poll closings tonight. I'll start with Georgia Senate polls at 7 p.m., and that's Herschel Walker, who's been leading Raphael Warnock in his race in Georgia. Polls close at 7:30, by the way. Now, in the case of Herschel, I hope everyone gets out to vote, because if he gets 50% of the vote plus one, there won't be a runoff on December 6th. If there is a runoff, you just have to win it. That's all there is to it. We'll take it, win either way. 7:30, it's North Carolina and Ohio for the Senate. North Carolina, that's Ted Budd. And in Ohio, it is J.D. Vance. And by the way, I think those are two races that Republicans should win. I'll go over all of this in detail. I'll tell you what else we're going to do in the next half hour. We're going to get to your calls. I know many of you are patient and some have some issues that they're reporting to us. We want to hear what you have to say. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. This is your day. Take advantage of it. It's Election Day in America.
Didn't the IRS scandal and the NSA atrocities convince you? You need a watchdog on Washington with insider sources. You need Hannity every day.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, this election day. I cannot emphasize enough how close these races are for the Senate. And by the way, these gubernatorial races as well. I don't want to forget them. But the Senate races in Georgia, polls close there at 7 o'clock. In North Carolina, that's Ted Budd. In New Hampshire, I'm being getting some anecdotal evidence that there's a lot of turnout. And that there are people in New Hampshire. Apparently, there might be a high instance. I am being told anecdotes from people that some people just, they're not even voting in the Senate race up there. And I'm not sure why. If you're voting for Sununu, please vote for General Don Bolduc. He can win in the Senate. It would be a massive pickup for Republicans. If you're in Pennsylvania, ignore the noise about the lawsuits. That'll be coming, the one filed by Fetterman, and get out and vote and let your voice be heard. At 8 p.m., Pennsylvania polls will close with the exception of Luzerne County because apparently they reported a paper ballot shortage resulting in a court order keeping those polls open till 10. So it will close at least in that county at 10 o'clock. Florida will probably be called very early in the 8 o'clock hour, is my guess, for both Governor DeSantis and for Senator Marco Rubio. That's in 9 o'clock. It's going to get interesting. Arizona and New York will close. You know, how far will this red wave manifest itself and Lee Zeldin be the next governor? Anecdotally, I'm hearing good turnout in areas that Lee Zeldin needs good turnout. Some mixed reviews about Democratic areas, a little higher turnout in New York City, in some of the more liberal parts of New York City. But then in the Bronx, turnout has been low most of the day. So we're watching all that. But if you take all of these races combined for the Senate, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, I can't forget about Ohio and Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, but then add Nevada and Adam Laxalt, and then add Blake Masters, and of course Carrie Lake, who was just on with us in Arizona. They all mattered. All those races are going to be determined by under 100,000 people. In 2016, three swing states, 70,000 vote difference with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In 2020, three swing states, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia, only a whoppingly low number of 43,000 separated the two candidates. That's it. So I can't emphasize the turnout is enough. Maybe you're getting out of work right now. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you don't feel like going out and vote. Maybe you just want to go home, sit on the couch, open a beer. Do that after your vote. But if you're unhappy with the direction of this great country of ours, if you think of the Afghanistan pullout, if you think of, you know, all of these hostile regimes, what did Kim Jong-un fire, 23 missiles in a day? He stopped firing missiles under Donald Trump when he was president. You know, then, you have Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. What's Joe doing? Just sending our money, a ton of it, billions of dollars at a time we really can't afford it. It should be more of Western Europe's problem. You know, he's turned off the spigot now. Now, all these countries, Western ally countries of ours, NATO countries, they're going to be, you know, paying astronomical rates to heat their homes if they can even get enough natural gas and enough oil to do so. And by the way, that we expect that in this country this winter. That's why I kind of wish that Election Day were in February this year. Anyway, so that's what you can expect with the coverage. At 10 o'clock, the Nevada race with Adam Laxalt, those polls will be closed. Catherine Masto won her first term by fewer than 30,000 votes. I think she's going to be defeated tonight by Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt's run a great campaign. Blake Masters has really come on in the final days of his campaign in Arizona. Herschel Walker's done a phenomenal job of not backing down. I mean, they tried to Herman Cain him down in Georgia, and he never backed down. He went on every interview and went to the debate and took it to Raphael Warnock, you know, great lover of Louis Farrakhan, Jeremiah Wright, and Fidel Castro, the trifecta. And, you know, America needs to repent of its whiteness. I mean, it's unbelievable. Anyway, the goal would be for Herschel to win tonight. It's going to be hard, though. You have, I believe, a libertarian on the ballot, but if he gets 50% plus one, he will be the next senator from the great state of Georgia. Ted Budd, as he's been on this program so many times, turned into a phenomenal candidate. You know, look at General Don Bolduc in New Hampshire. Two Purple Hearts, 10 tours of duty, 5 medals of valor, and he wants to serve the people of New Hampshire, the Granite Staters. Good for him. Dr. Oz leaves behind, you know, literally tens and tens of millions of dollars on the table because he wants to serve the people in Pennsylvania. He's given up a lot for this. He even spent, I think, like $40 million of his own money in this race because he was being far outspent by the guy in the hoodie, the trust fund brat in a hoodie. It's his Halloween costume that he wears all year round because this guy's never worked a day in his life. But, of course, he wants legalized drugs and taxpayer-funded safe heroin injection sites. He never met a convicted murderer he didn't want to set free. Not one. He wants to open up Pennsylvania's prisons, let out a third to half the population, just like this guy Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. You know, it's no restrictions on abortion, moratorium on fracking. I mean, this is the most radical slate of candidates I've ever seen in my life. And then last minute, of course, a lawsuit to overturn the Supreme Court's decision. Supreme Court, even the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in. They're not going to win this battle that, even though the law says that a ballot has to be signed and dated, we're going to count it anyway and ignore the law. That's not going to work, but that's what Democrats want. We don't want voter ID laws. Why not? Why? You need an ID for everything else in life. You want to visit your congressman, a senator, you need an ID. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Jess is in Arizona where they've been having troubles with 20%, I guess, of the tabulators, whatever the hell a tabulator is. But anyway, what's up, Jess?
Hey, Sean, it's Jeff. That's okay. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Good. So, you know, my wife and I decided we're going to go real early. So we got to the polls about 5:45, just before they open. And we got stuck online about 10 minutes or so, and it came out. They said, the polls are open, but we got a glitch in the system. So you could just sit here and wait. Or, you know, they say, we went through the machines last night, and they're all good, so they should be fine in a minute. But we ended up leaving and going to another polling place where it was a little bit more of a wait, and we were able to get our vote in.
And we're told we might have 90...
Calling you.
We might have 99% of the vote counted, according to reports, in Maricopa by Friday. Why can't they do it same day, like everybody else? Why do we have to wait till Friday? Why does Pennsylvania have to wait for days till we get those election results? Why are we being warned a number of these states? And when every other state can give us the results tonight, why do we have to wait to find out the answer to these things? It's unreal.
Well, it's done on purpose. When you put a coyote in front of the chicken coop and let them babysit him, what do you get?
Now, did you go to a more conservative area where the problem was, or was it a liberal area? Carrie Lake said that she went to a liberal part of Maricopa County where she was able to vote, and a more conservative part of the county, she said that she couldn't vote. Is that the same for you?
No, actually, we were in a pretty much of a liberal area is where we live, unfortunately, and that was the problem we had in that area.
Well, you can fix that, you know, but I don't know if I'd sell your house now. I think I'd sell it after interest rates come down in 10 years. Anyway,
yeah,
Jeff.
No, we're going to just turn to neighbors. That's what we're going to do. We're going to turn them Republican.
Well, good luck. I mean, I've tried my whole life, and I haven't had as much luck as I wish I had. Anyway, thank you, Jeff. Amanda, welcome to our Election Day coverage. It's Election Day in America. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know that I live in the great state of Wisconsin, and I work the polls ever since the 2020 disaster. I wanted to start working, and I've noticed lots of discrepancies. I can tell you these are from me. This happened today at the polls in Wisconsin. So we had a individual, first of all, come in, and he walked out with his ballot. And I said to the director there, I said, he just walked out with his ballot. And she said, oh, well, they can do that. I said, what do you mean they can do that? And he said, they can walk out with a ballot and bring it back. I said, how do you know where he's going? How do you know what he's doing? And she said, well, as long as he brings it back, we already ID'd him, so he can bring it back. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then another instance, we had two separate people bring in ballots, absentee ballots for somebody else, and they weren't allowed to be counted because the person did not bring in the ballot themselves. Somebody else did. However, then we had another girl bring in her ballot, and she said, well, I've already filled this out. It's in the envelope. Here you go. And I said, well, you know, we need to see some ID. And the director's like, oh, no, we don't need to see it. And I'm like, what? I'm like, why do we not need to see the ID? Like, it can be anybody dropping that off. Well, she says it's her.
I went to vote today. Now, people are always very nice to me. I'm kind of in a small community, and there's never any lines. It's just the way it is. It's at our local fireplace. I love the people that work there. They're wonderful people, and, you know, they recognize me. One person wanted to engage me in political talk. I said, I can't do it here. But thank you. And I went, I did my voting thing, and I walked out. But I will tell you, you know, they didn't ask for a voter ID for me either. Now they know who I am because I'm on television, but that's still not, I used to go into, if you want, by the way, if you want to go to a Democratic National Convention, you need a photo ID to get in, and you need to give the photo ID, and you need pictures, and you need credentials with your photo on it. Mm-hmm. But Democrats don't want them for voting. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you scratch your head and say, Anyway, Amanda, yep. God bless you, and thanks for voting. Ron Johnson, we need that win big time tonight, like we need Georgia, like we need North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, hopefully even Washington State. I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm hoping well. Matthew is in Nevada, hopefully voting for Adam Laxalt today. It's Election Day in America. Matthew, how are you?
Good. How about yourself, Sean?
I'm good, sir.
So today I went and voted. I always vote in person on Election Day. And showed up with my official sample ballot, the little booklet. When I walked in, the gentleman asked me, can I scan the ballot? So I let him scan the ballot. He asked me the information, which comes on the sample ballot. So my name and my address and zip code. And I was able to vote. I did not produce a photo identification or any kind of identification besides my sample ballot.
And your state doesn't require voter ID, right? My state doesn't. New York does not require voter ID. I needed nothing.
I've always used an ID when I voted in Nevada. So I don't know if they changed the laws, but I was disheartened. When I left, normally I feel proud. I put my sticker on. You know, I feel good. This time I did not feel good. I was like, this is not okay. If you need ID to buy a pack of cigarettes, you should need an ID to vote in this country.
Well said. We need to go to same-day voting, national holiday, paper ballots, make exceptions for people out of town, make exceptions for people that are infirmed or the elderly. Otherwise, everybody votes same day. Partisan observers watch in every precinct, and they watch the vote count start to finish. It's that simple. Fred in New Orleans, in Louisiana, hopefully voting for John Kennedy, our friend. Boy, what would the Senate be without John Kennedy? Love that guy. Fred, how are you? Welcome to the show on Election Day. What's happening?
Well, first and foremost, Sean, I want to thank you for what you do. As far as I'm concerned, you should have been issued a cape and a mask a long time ago, because you are truly one of the unsung superheroes of our democracy.
Well, I wish I was a little more successful more often. We've had many very good years. We've had some tough years, but I'm not going to stop fighting for the things that we believe in, ever, till my dying breath.
Thank God for that. Next, I have two suggestions with regards to mail-in voting and in-person voting. With respect to mail-in voting, which I am totally against because for obvious reasons that it lends itself to corruption, but why don't we implement the same safeguards they do when they administer the law school admission test? That is, just at the bottom of the test, there's a little peel-off sticker. You peel the sticker off, and under there is wet ink. You put your thumb in it, and you place your print in a little square where it indicated. That way, they ensure the integrity of the test. And I don't see why they couldn't do it. If they want to continue with mail-on balloting, we've got to do something with respect to it.
I just don't love the idea of voting for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. It's never-ending voting. I'm for same-day voting, with the exceptions that I mentioned, with partisan observers, paper ballots, watching the voting in the precinct the whole time, watching the vote counting till the end. You count the votes, you put out the results. If people want to challenge close elections, count them again. If they want to challenge them after that, count them one more time. I don't care. But, you know, we're bordering on insanity here. 40 states do it and do it very well, and we'll have results tonight. The others, there's no excuse for it anymore, in my humble opinion. All right, you've helped build MyPillow into an incredible company that it is today. By the way, I won't be seeing Mr. MyPillow much tonight because I will be up all night. Probably won't be to bed till 8 o'clock in the morning. All right, Governor Sununu is going to check in. Our pollsters will check in. And more of your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, our number.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.